Alright, man.
Chilling with shorties, ditching school. We used to skip every morning. I was a menace back then. I'm trying to give you my story, but I'm regretful of a lot of shit I did, so I'm sorry. But it made me who I am today. Let me take you to the place I grew up. Let me take you to the place I'm from. Yeah. Let me take you to the.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Happy Halloween from WONY 90.9 FM Olean. Keep it locked.
I got it wrong.
This is a brief public service announcement on behalf of the WONY 90.9 FM Olean station. When any amount of snow strikes the city, and the roads are unsafe to drive on because of how much it has been accumulated in our streets, or even black ice is formed on the roads, that's when the snowplowers are working diligently from early in the a.m. throughout the day to provide the public with as clear of roads as possible during and in the aftermath of the snow. We would like to thank you for your help and for your service. As always, keep it locked.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 27th, join the Office of Health and Wellness for Coffee with the Counselor Center. This will be happening in Hunt Union by the reception desk from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday is Chuck's Comedy Club, so head on down to the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union to see Sam Morrison perform from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, October 28th, join the SUNY Oneonta Music Department for the Alden Room Concert Series featuring pianist Adam Kent. This will be happening from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so head on down to the Red Dragon Theater to join Student Association for a round of trivia. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for their event YWGS, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room. On Thursday, join the Film Club for their Filmoween event, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Friday, October 31st is Halloween. Join Student Association for Halloween and Hunt, happening from 7 to 11 p.m. Have a safe and fun Halloween, everyone. Saturday, November 1st, join Club Odyssey for an event happening from 7 to 10 p.m. on Main Street. And lastly, on Sunday, November 2nd, join WONY for our general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. Come learn all about us. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Keep it locked and have a great week, everyone.
Hey, guys. I was really excited. I was quick with that. I was like, yes, once I say keep it locked, I'm here. I haven't been here for 2 weeks, so this is refreshing and exciting, and it's almost Halloween. Hello, my name is NJ. You've stumbled upon the kitchen sink, or you've intentionally decided to be here, and thank you to everyone for being here. I'm excited. It's been like 2 full weeks, so we have a lot to catch up on, I guess. First was fall break. Oh, fall break was crazy, bro. Oh my goodness. I went like all the way to SUNY Purchase, which isn't that... I guess it's far from here. It's not far from my home, really. But I visited my cousin, and that was really fun. What else did I do? I saw my other cousin, which was also very fun. I went shopping. I went to Macy's, I think, which was quite exciting. I hung out with my dog. I raked some leaves. I killed a bunch of bugs because there are bugs that are invading my mom's tree. And so I killed some of them, which is sad, but that's okay. They're an invasive species, and so it's okay, I think. I'm not an environmental science major, so I wouldn't know, but, like, I think it's okay. And then last week I didn't really have anything ready, and I wasn't really feeling like, doing my show, unfortunately, so I didn't. But now I'm here, and tomorrow is Halloween, and I'm very excited. Yeah. So that's obviously today's theme. We're doing some spooky songs. I have 6 queued up, which is not a lot. So maybe there will be more as the time goes on. Maybe I don't know. We'll see what happens. I also have my violin. I think I know what I'm going to play. It's not... Oh, sorry. I thought I just, like, clicked something I shouldn't have, but I didn't. So it's okay. We're safe. Happy Halloween! I know it's tomorrow, but I've never been this excited for Halloween. I'm usually not a Halloween person. I know there's some people that are diehard Halloween people. That's never really been me. I've always been, like, excited, but it wasn't ever the highlight of my year. Except maybe the year that I was, well, there were 2 good years for me, costume-wise. One year, I was the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, and I got one of those inflatable costumes. And then another year, I got the blow-up dinosaur costume, of course. So, yeah. My favorite Halloween memory is we'd always go trick-or-treating with my cousins and sometimes other neighbors, friends, assorted humans, and we'd always trade candy in the basement. Like, everyone would dump out their bags and then sort it into piles of, these are all my Hershey's, these are all my Reese's, these are all my Twix, and then we would trade. And I obviously got all the Reese's. James got all the Twix, usually, I think. I feel like those are the very memorable ones to me. But that was always fun. I don't know if I'm going to get candy this year, though. Probably not. I'm not going trick-or-treating. But I'm very excited to see what the world's like on Halloween, because I haven't done that before. Well, I have, but not in Oneonta. And so I guess we'll see. It should be fun, though, so I'm excited. So obviously, to start today, we're going to start with a very declarative song about Halloween, because why not, right? So let's I love to be vague. Let's dive in, shall we?
Something strange.
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors on your diaphragm.
It's our town. Everybody's free.
This town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
this town we call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin soul.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner man hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and howl. You'll scream.
Hey, this is Halloween.
Red and black.
It's slightly green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
Cloud of the tearaway face.
Here in a flash and gone with a trace.
I am the who in the cold there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween.
That's our job.
But we're not mean in our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Walnut Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
Something I started.
and the place to be. Chipmunks on the MIC. Witch Doctor.
An amazing song, don't you think? I was in here dancing. That was just the Witch Doctor from the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, of course. They're kind of really good singers. They were ahead of their time too, weren't they? Maybe, I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in a very long time, but I think after that it warrants a rewatch. Because, hello? They probably dance and stuff to that, too. I know I was, but, like, not choreographed. Oh, my gosh. Imagine I learned the dance. And then next year for Halloween, me and two friends, oh, my gosh. And then we do the whole choreographed dance in our Halloween costumes as the chipmunks. That'd be crazy. Speaking of costumes, what are y'all being for Halloween this year? Call in. Ready? Everyone get your phones out. Just kidding. If you want to. Our number is 607-436-2711. It's also on our website, wonifm.org, not .com.org. But I actually think that the phone number is correct on both websites, so it's fine. Call in, tell me what you're being for Halloween if you want. You can even go on air, but you don't have to. No promises, though, because I kind of forget how to work the phone. But that's okay. It's okay, we're chilling. This year for Halloween, I am being Applejack from My Little Pony. That whole thing started as a joke during RA training. Like, my one friend, Katie, was like, what pony would you guys be? And I said Applejack because it just felt right. But I know nothing about My Little Pony. I know Twilight Sparkle exists, but that's, like, kind of as far as I go with it. And I also know Applejack exists. So, I don't know. It was a joke, but it turned into reality because, like, I was like, yes, of course. Give me a reason to buy a cowboy hat. So now I have a cowboy hat, and now I'm going to be Applejack for Halloween. Of course. I'm also being Phoebe Buffay, which I'm so excited for because my friend Emmy is being Smelly Cat, and it's going to be so awesome. Like, I'm so excited. I do need to get my hands on a hair straightener, though, because I don't own one. So I'm going to have to, like, I don't know, find out where to get my hands on one. I have friends, so they could probably lend me theirs. But I'm very excited. Someone's calling! Okay, I'm going to put on music because I need to figure this out in silence. But okay, so enjoy. Next is Ghostbusters. Okay, hey. I think we have friends.
We have what?
Wait, you're on air. I figured it out.
Hello.
Hello.
We're calling live from Grant Hall.
Hi, Grant Hall. How's it going?
It could be better, to be honest.
Oh, why? Like, what's the tea right now?
It's a little turbulent.
Oh, what's up?
A little hot.
Okay.
Yeah. So we actually have a question for you.
For me?
Avid Rony listeners.
Oh, not for me. For the people. Okay. This is a question for the people.
No. Actually for you.
Wait, now I'm confused. Okay, but ask the question and I'll answer it.
If you were an Alvin and the Chipmunks, which chipmunk would you be?
See, my heart says Theodore, but my head says Simon.
Right.
Like,
if I was a chipmunk, I think I'd be Janelle. Wait, which one? No, Eleanor.
Oh, which I forgot that there were girl ones.
The big one.
The chip. Josh, who would you be?
I'd be. Oh my God! Who's the other big? The blue one.
Simon? No, that's Janelle.
Oh, the girl ones. I forgot that they existed.
That puts things in perspective, right?
Yeah. I really have to sneeze.
Okay,
right now.
I actually have another question.
Okay.
If you were a horror movie antagonist, who would you be?
Okay, this is awesome because today I was just watching a video where like Ryan and Shane, right? They had a bracket of all of, like, the horror movie villains. And they were, like, yeah. That's a really good question, though, because, like, I don't know. I don't know if I know them, like, well enough. You know?
Right.
Who would you be? Like,
I mean, that's a good question. I think maybe I would be the Saw puppet. Just him and not the actual guy, but I think I'd be the Saw puppet or like Amanda, or I think I would be like Annabelle. Like, I think, ooh, I would be one of those.
So you're like a little doll. Like that's,
yeah,
the vibe.
I don't think I'd be like a slasher.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I would either. I'm thinking the girl from The Ring. I don't know why.
Ooh. Teenager type.
Does she kill anyone? No, right? She's just scary.
One on the TV?
Yeah, she just has an influence. She makes them watch the video, right?
So, like,
what would your video be?
It would probably be me dressed up as, like in a funny little cat mask and tap shoes. I haven't watched The Ring in a really long time, so I don't remember the plot. But, right. But, like, yeah, me, like, doing a little tap dance.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
Josh, who would you be?
I don't know.
Hello, we are live on air at Wony.
Oh, who's there?
It's Cade.
Oh, my God. Hi, Cade.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to say to the people, except you can't use curse words?
Got it. you know, today is a really gloomy day, but we up. And
you're so right.
And we up.
I agree.
So it's Halloween. Do you know what song you're gonna play next?
Me, yes. Well, actually, sure. That sounds really confident. It's not. Okay, wait. Do we want to hear? Do you guys have a request?
Do we have a request?
Can we play Thriller?
Could we have Thriller?
We could play Thriller. Yeah, we could do Thriller.
Yeah.
Let's do Thriller next.
All right.
Do you guys want to introduce the song?
Yes.
Okay, you have the floor.
All right, I'd like to introduce this next song. It means a lot to me and my friend Cade. Full moon type. Rant werewolves. All right, let's get it. Start.
Start the music.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
I put a spell on you.
Hello, I am back. Sorry, that was quite the entrance I just made, and I made it kind of awkward. Maybe I only made it awkward because I said it was awkward and I'm still talking about it, but that's okay. That's what we do here. That was I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone, and I just would like to say that I love a good saxophone moment, and that song, I would say, had that. Prior to that, we heard Thriller. As per Katie, Josh, and Cade's request, thanks guys for calling in. That was fun. You should come on my show sometime. We'll make it happen. Period. I was going to say something. Oh, I think I might play my fiddle next. Now that I know that, like, people are watching. They're not watching. No one's watching. There's a song about that. It's not actually by the... Wait, I need to fact check myself. Because that song where, okay. So I have two songs in my head, right? There's the one where it's like, I always feel like somebody's watching me, right? Okay. So there's that one. And then for whatever reason in my head, I just got it confused with the song by the Talking Heads. That's like, you may find yourself sitting in a cardboard box and your wife left you. You know that one? I don't know. I don't know the lyrics, but I think those are probably lyrics to that song. And then it's like, do-do-do-do-do, you know what? Yeah. So I got them confused. And I was going to say that the one, they're not by the same people, and I don't think they are, unless I'm wrong. But the Talking Heads wrote Psycho Killer, which could also be Psycho Kitty Likes to Say, meow, 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 meow. But that's from last year, and that's irrelevant now. But anyways, I think I'm going to play a little ditty on my fiddle. But before that, guys, we have crazy news. Shout out to, like, the people back at home that, like, know me and, like, give my name out to people. Because it's, like, such a joy getting a little text that says, hey, we need a fiddle player for X, Y, and Z. Can you do it? Of course I can. I used to be a little picky and I'd be like, maybe if you pay me. Nah, bro. I just got a text today from this guy named Frank. Shout out Frank. Shout out Chelsea for connecting me and Frank. But it's for like a Christmas gig back at home. And I think it's the songs that they sent me were very Irish. And so it's like, it's a cover band. They said they have like three guitarists, a singer, a bassist and a violinist from time to time or something like that. I don't remember. Should I cite the text? Let's do this research style. Let's see. 11-piece band. Wait. Now that's crazy. So I guess I got that wrong. Including a 3-piece horn section, keyboards and a violin player. Ha. Huh. And they want me to play with them at this Christmas event. I'm hoping that I can make it work, and I think I can, and I think I'll be there. So if you're in Poughkeepsie on December 13th, go to Mahoney's and listen to me play. So speaking of listening to me play, I'm going to do that right now. Let me grab my little fiddle. BRB. I'm back. So that was quick. Okay. So in the holiday spirit ? Oh, I gotta address this mic. Give me a sec. Okay, never mind. That's as far as it comes out. Okay. Awesome. Great. Fantastic. In the holiday spirit, I'm gonna do like a Strawberry Hill Fiddlers classic ? It's called Wizard's Walk. I felt like it was pretty festive considering it's Halloween. And so I guess I'm just gonna let it rip because I moved the microphone stand too far that it's uncomfortable to talk. So I guess here we go. Usually I stall for longer, but today I'm not going to. Just had to check my tuning. Now I'm actually gonna play. Thank you. Thanks. That was fun. Except the end, but we won't talk about that. It's okay. I feel like I've known that tune for ages. I probably have. That's like one of the ones when we were, I say we, me and my little fiddle friends, we would like see if, like, see how fast we could play it kind of thing. It was quite fun. But now when we were little, like teenagers, when we see like the other like little people, like the other teenagers do it, we get annoyed, but it's okay. I'm not gonna yuck anyone's yum. That's a phrase my friend Christy used, and I really enjoyed it. So, oh, my dad just sent a request. Okay, he wins. Werewolves of London is our last song, and I'm gonna play it right now because we're kind of running out of time. So I'll be back once the song is over. I hope you enjoy it. And this is the one where they howl and stuff. Okay, here we go.
Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Hairy-handed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. Well, I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Hello, everybody, and also kind of farewell, because this is my going away message. I hope you enjoyed the show. I had fun today. It was a good time. We had some spookiness, some fun friends calling in. I hope everyone has a fantastic, safe, wonderful, spooky Halloween, And what else? I don't know. Oh, have like yummy dinner. I always say that. I hope dinner's yummy tonight. I don't know what I'm going to eat, but I think while I eat, I'm going to call my parents. So shout out parents, expect a call from me because we're eating dinner together. Yeah. Happy Halloween. And I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Next week, I'm not going to be here. Sorry to my fans. I'm going home. But in 2 weeks, I'll be here and we'll have a fun time. So maybe I'll bring friends. Maybe I'll bring friends. So that'll be fun. Okay. Farewell. Happy Halloween. Have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the rainy weather or cuddle up. I said this to my friend earlier that I want to cuddle up into a ball and watch movies and cry. So if that's the vibe, then totally go for it. I won't judge you. I'll be participating with you. Bye, guys. Farewell.
Gotta sell my soul, cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close, and I can't say no, I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue, bury a friend, try to wake up. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me in tight. And it's the velvet crust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Into the time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing, when a snake in the gang gave me an evil wing.
To the left.
on your hip.
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them.
Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
Hi, we're James.
And Mary.
We've been retired for 15 years and never been busier.
Life's tight, but we eat right by making whole grain sandwiches and chopped veggies.
We're heading out to our grandkids' soccer game, so prepping meals saves us time and money and makes lunch easy to pack.
Learn how you could eat